what's going on, Vincent Van Bro? It's your boy Jerry, the TRX for Washington, and I'm here in the basement of General Fitness Company, recording episode number 59 of the TRX Bert Talks. Yeah, buddy. So today I wanted to talk to you briefly about doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. Yeah, you know what? Everybody has that issue, believe it or not. We're talking about what we do in the gym in terms of our workouts. Most people, they go into the gym and they do that same workout. You do your 30 minutes of cardio, do your 20 to 30 minutes of lifting, and they walk out the door. Today, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the perils and the danger of doing the same thing over and over again. Don't worry, I'm not going to be here to like throw off your whole workout routine. I got you. Don't worry. But I just want to share with you a little something that might help you out with your workout routine. But before we get started with that, I want to just let you know that I would love for you to share this podcast. If you don't share this podcast, I'd love for you to leave a rating or review on iTunes, because you know what? Your input is the oxygen that helps this podcast keep burning and keep burning and keep burning. Because we that fire! Yeah, buddy. No, for real though, I would love for you to share this podcast, because the more eyeballs and the more ears that hear this podcast, the more mouths that might share and talk about this podcast, or at least the various topics that we talk about. I feel like these topics are pretty important in terms of helping people with their everyday life and helping people create those frameworks so they can make decisions that are good inside and outside of the gym. So yeah, come on, playa, do it for me. Do it up. Help a brother out. It would really mean the world to me. Anyways, without further ado, let's go and get started. Episode number 59. Are you doing that again? Lego! Alright, so yeah, here we go in episode number 59. You know, the funny thing is that the reason why I thought of this is because I actually had a trainer that I'm looking to hire in the next couple weeks here, and I had a little interview process with her, and I was realizing that as I was working with her that I kind of do some of the same things over and over again. Not only with my clients' workouts, because it's important, there's some things that they have to work on, but also with my workouts. More so with my workouts, because I'm just like, I'm going to just do this thing. I'm going to get my workout on because I'm in good shape, and you know, I need to do these various exercises. The sad thing is that, you know, when you get used to these exercises, you feel good about doing this certain exercise, and you're like, yo, I'm gonna keep going and keep progressing on these certain exercises. The problem with that is that you can create these imbalances in your muscles. Imbalance is the absolute worst thing you want in your muscles, because the thing is that you don't realize it. You can be working out and getting strong, and then then all of a sudden you pull something and you're like, why did I pull something? I'm super strong, I'm kind of flexible and stuff, and there's no reason why I should pull something. But the thing is that if you have an imbalance, something's gonna pull harder than the other thing, and once that happens, if you have something that's applying force onto something else that's just not as strong, well then eventually, my friend, you're going to have some serious issues that are going to arise. So what are you going to do? Well, my friend, I'm going to tell you this. What you have to do is you have to have a basic anatomy lesson. And it's not really that difficult. It actually, I could teach you in 2 seconds. In fact, I'll teach you right now. Whatever you're working on one side, work the opposite side. Pretty easy, right? If you're working your biceps, work your triceps. If you're working your let me break it down even more, because I don't want to be putting out there any jargon that people be like, I don't know what the heck that means, right? So here you go. If you work on the front of your arms, work the back of your arms. If you work on the front of your body, work on the back of your body. If you work on the front of your legs, work the back of your legs. It's pretty simple. The only thing is that even I, 6-time NCAA All-American, powerlifting world champion, and a United States powerlifting champion, and American Ninja Warrior, I still sometimes succumb to that as well. I sometimes continue to do the same thing over and over again, and it's not because I'm stuck in a rut. It's because, you know, you get kind of addicted to the gains. You know, you lifting weights, and the next couple days you want to see if you can lift more than you did beforehand, and you just kind of neglect the things that you just neglect. You know what you know, and you don't know what you don't know, right? That's kind of how life works. But, you know, I'm here to tell you that it's not the way to do things. You know, if you're really trying to get to that next level of progress, it's good to obviously work out. You know, I mean, I'm not knocking people that are working out. But so the thing is that you can do some pretty bad damage to yourself, not only by not working out, but working out too hard in the wrong way. And that kind of sucks. You know, think about it like, oh, man, like I'm working out. Like, what the hell? How am I getting hurt? But it's because like you have to work out in the right way. You know, the thing is that your body appreciates you working out, but if you're not balanced with it, then at the end of the day, if you're gonna work out by yourself, I'm not even gonna talk about balance, but if you're gonna work out by yourself, at least every once in a while, have somebody as a trainer or somebody else that's just gonna be on the outside looking in, just looking at your workout and just analyzing what you're doing. Obviously, it has to be somebody that knows what the hell they're doing. I don't want you to ask our buddy Bob down the street what the hell you're doing, because we know Bob only reads headlines and he'll tell you to do tries, buys, and whatever, chest or whatnot. And you'll be walking around like all jacked up with arms that can't even straighten. So anyways, I'm not by any means saying that like you need to call me up, but I think you should seriously consider if you're working out by yourself, even if you have a magazine or a book or a workout routine that you have written out, you should have somebody that is looking over that workout routine and looking over what you're doing in some capacity, because at the end of the day, here's your real world life example. You can't do anything by yourself, and you most certainly can't do the same thing over and over again and expect to get different results. It's just kind of how it goes. That's how life goes. You just can't do the same thing and expect different results. If you're trying to get your butt bigger and you're only doing like squats and leg extensions, that's just not going to work. That's not how your butt gets bigger, you know? And if you're trying to get your butt bigger and you're having hip issues or knee issues, well, then you need to consider like working your quadriceps and maybe working a little proprioception and calf muscles. So like, there's a lot of nuances, a lot of intricacies that go into working out. And I don't want to go into actually like creating a workout routine, because we've talked about so many workout routines here on in these previous 58 episodes. So I don't want to go through another workout routine, but I just want you to consider just this brief thing is that when you're working out one side of the body, you have to absolutely work out the opposite side of the body. And if you don't know what that is, or if you don't know how that's working for you, then you absolutely should, if you're working out by yourself, you absolutely should be humble enough to ask somebody for help or ask somebody to give you input. So as I said, with the real world example, it's all about like having people like, not doing the same thing over and over again and having people like give you help. And that's really how you succeed in any endeavor in life. You know, nobody's strong enough, nobody's smart enough, nobody is has enough energy to do something on their own. You know, you can do decent stuff on your own. Don't get me wrong, because there's some people that have done some serious stuff on their own. But if you're really trying to build like companies or build an awesome body, or you're trying to like, you know, get to that next level of happiness, you can only get so far with what you know. And then after that, you have to know what you don't know. And you don't know what you don't know because you don't know. Right? Exactly. I know that was a little confusing, but at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is that you have to have mentors and guides and coaches and stuff like that all along the way, because you know, your parents maybe they did a little something. They did their best, obviously. Nobody's parents are perfect. So I'm sure, you know, if you're listening to this, I'm sure you had some good parents in your lifetime. You had some parents that were really, they did a good job, because if they didn't, you wouldn't be listening to this, because you wouldn't have any inkling to listen to anything that has to do with improving yourself. Because most people that have, anyways, I'm not going to go off on that tangent. For the most part, I appreciate it, and I appreciate your parents for making such a smart and intelligent young man or woman. But besides your parents, your teachers, you know, what do your teachers really know? Your teachers know how to teach. And I'm not knocking any teachers. You know, teachers know what it is. The teachers that might listen to this, you know what it is. You know, you have to kind of teach the curriculum, and there's nothing outside of the curriculum that you can really teach. Now, you can do a little something, but at the end of the day, again, we're not teaching like how to balance checkbooks in school. You know, we're not teaching how to influence people and how to make friends and stuff. We're not teaching the stuff. There's some stuff that you need in the real world, but we're not teaching all those things that we really need. So your teacher's only going to get you so far. So you just got to keep going and keep asking for mentors and keep asking for coaches and keep finding people that are experts in what you want to do. So if you're trying to work out, then find a coach or trainer. If you're trying to get better in your finances, then you're going to have to talk to a bank or talk to somebody that's a financial consultant or analyst that can give you ideas on how they can get you money. Most of all, I would say the easiest way is to find somebody that's got a couple bucks and ask them, hey, how'd you do it? You know, so many people are afraid just to do that, you know, but there's really simple solutions to these common problems that a lot of people have. And at the end of the day, the simple solution is to simply ask somebody that knows. So I'm going to have you consider that doing that today, and I'm going to go ahead and pick this back up in the PS. So I'll catch you in just a couple minutes. Yeah, feeling kind of concise today with this podcast today. It's Monday afternoon, so I'm feeling pretty good. You know, it's one of those days where I didn't have a lot of training sessions, so, you know, I had a lot of time to think. So I guess having a lot of time to think kind of led me to having a pretty crisp and clean podcast. Yeah, buddy. So I hope you tune into this on a daily basis. If not, tell your friends to tune in on a daily basis. No, but seriously, I would really love for you to tune in on a daily basis. If you're not tuning in, though, shame on you. You're not my friend. kidding. No, but you know, but I have this conclusion of this PS normally on this podcast because I always want to try to offer you a little bit more information, or at least a very minimum, give you an opportunity to work with me. So again, I'm going to offer you this opportunity to work with me. I started a boot camp not too long ago, back in May. We started off with one boot camp. And it's kind of interesting how we've grown from one boot camp now to three classes a week. And the people that are part of this boot camp program are really, really experiencing results. It's just so great to see these people that have like just came out like, oh, I don't know if I could do one day a week. And all of a sudden you have them doing two and they're coming on to 3 days a week. And it's just really exciting to see these people like progressing and being not only happier with their bodies, but happier with their lives because they're making better decisions. We're talking about things in boot camp, talking about better decision making, and we're talking about just, you know, being better people in general. Now, I'm not saying that we have all the answers or whatnot, but being in a group of people that are dedicated to making their lives a little bit better and taking their lives to the next level, and it really has a subliminal and a subconscious impact on people's behaviors. And I would really encourage you, if you don't join my boot camp, find another boot camp around you or find a group of people that are heading to that next level and jump in there 2 feet and just pick their brains and just try to be a part of that crew as much as you can. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to be a part of my crew today for free. For free. How you going to do that, Jerry? Well, this is how we're going to do that. So if you remember this phrase, keep good company today. Again, that phrase is keep good company today. When you show up to any of my boot camps, we have a boot camp Wednesday and Friday at 6 a.m. at the Kenwood Heritage Trail. If you don't know where the Kenwood Heritage Trail is, it's all along Bala Cynwyd. It's all like along the river or whatever that is in Bala Cynwyd. I can't remember what creek that is. But we meet in a specific spot called Barma Trailhead, and that's actually at the intersection of Levering Mill and Belmont, right behind Bala Eye Care Center and by the Comcast building, if you're familiar with Bala Cynwyd. If you're not, Google it. Google Levering Mill and Belmont and just like take your GPS to... tell your GPS to take you there, and you'll see us. So it's every Wednesday and Friday at 6 a.m. That's a full body boot camp that will grant you access, free access to any one of our full body boot camps, and that value is $15. I'm just giving away $15. Boom, 10 people, that's $150. 1,000 people, that's $1,500. Can you believe that? Yeah, I'm just trying to do some things to help people out. You know, I'm just trying to make things work for all of you in Bala Cynwyd in the Philadelphia area. Also, I only mentioned two classes. We have a third class. It's not exactly a boot camp class. It's a slight variation. I like to call it yoga because it actually means, it's short for Jerry Yoga. And it's my version of yoga and stretching and like everything that I've learned from track and field to powerlifting to ballet, because I did a little ballet for all you that didn't know. So I combine all those different aspects, also from American Ninja Warrior. I combine all those aspects from the experiences from my life, from stretching and training and warming up and cooling down, and I compiled them into this half an hour class, because the first half is boot camp for the most part. We're kind of extending it because I'm starting to get a little more comfortable with the yoga. But for the most part, it's actually maybe now closer to the first 15 minutes is boot camp. And the last 45 is our yoga slash Jerry stretch class. But that phrase, keep good company today, also serves for that class too. So if you want to come in, and it's actually a little bit later too. That class on Saturday is at 8 a.m. for all you sleepyheads. So if you want to come in and you're having problems waking up for our 6 a.m. classes on Wednesday and Friday, come and show up at 8 o'clock in the morning at Kenwood Heritage Trail, be specific, Barmouth Trailhead, and repeat the phrase, keep good company today. And again, that will grant you access, free access to the class, $15 value. After that, we'll talk about how we can get you in on a consistent basis. But right now, I just want you to jump in and experience what our boot camps are all about and be a little part of our little program that we're growing here. Because it's growing and the people are getting results and the people are super happy about what's going on, and I want you to be one of those people as well. So anyways, that does it for my day. I really, really, really have a great time recording this, and I hope that you have a great time listening to this. We'll catch up with you real soon, hopefully tomorrow, and until then, keep good company.